The importance of building membership, my commitment to NABS and the broader Federation community are the same, by Riley Sloan. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Riley Sloan. From the editor, sometimes people joining our organization think they are joining only one division, but to most, the reality quickly emerges that without all of us, none of our groups, committees, or divisions can have any substantial unity or strength. Riley has been quick to recognize this and, through his actions and words, demonstrates that the health of the body isn't maintained or improved by concentrating on a single organ. Here is what he says about building a bridge between seemingly different interest groups to form one active and vibrant organization committed to helping everyone who is blind. After winning one of the National Federation of the Blind's national scholarships last year, it came as no surprise when I announced that I would be using the scholarship funds to pursue a degree in history and political science. My love for history has always been apparent among my chapter members. When I attended my first meeting of the NFB, I immediately professed my appreciation for the history of the organization and the legacy of Dr. Jacobus Tenbrook. I had read countless speeches by Dr. Tenbrook, as well as other historic leaders within the NFB. At my first meeting, I was excited to pursue my dream of advocating among other devoted Federationists. My knowledge of the organization's history offered tremendous advantages, among them a strong feeling of insight and passion. However, it also created a problem of its own. In my glorification of the origins of the organization and its leaders, I overlooked the most important issue of all, grassroots organizing. Without members, we can't discern needs, dreams, and aspirations. Without grassroots members, we can't begin to bring them about. After getting more involved in the National Federation of the Blind and other organizations, I discovered the power of grassroots movements. The greatest source of this wisdom was discovered at the NFB's 2018 National Convention. Here I was surrounded by thousands of other Federationists. My fellow Federationists have always inspired me, but it was at this gathering where they profoundly altered my perspective toward grassroots organizing. I met hundreds of Federationists, all from different backgrounds and walks of life. Almost every single person I met discovered the National Federation of the Blind through their local chapter. I realized that one of the most significant contributions I could make to the work of the organization was to promote my local chapter and expand its membership. This idea was enhanced further by my involvement in the ACLU's Smart Justice Campaign and the National Association of Blind Students, NABS. While serving as an intern at the ACLU's Smart Justice Campaign, I worked directly in grassroots organizing. Among other things, I met with local organizations, promoted events, and organized teams of volunteers. Soon after the 2018 National Convention, I got more involved in the National Association of Blind Students. This strengthened the connection I had begun to form between grassroots organizing and the National Federation of the Blind. While serving as the co-chair and secretary of the NABS Legislative Advocacy Committee, I reached out to local chapters to get more students involved in legislative advocacy. By working with the NABS Legislative Advocacy Committee, I learned that the NFB's influence is predominantly strengthened by the size of our local chapters as well as the passion of its members. As a student, it is especially critical that I understand the importance of grassroots organizing at all levels. NABS has long served as a tool to attract new, diverse members to the state and national organization. In his speech, The History of the National Association of Blind Students, Michael Bailiff, past president of NABS, said, "We need students to be reaching out to other students in a way that only you can." Without a full understanding of NABS' role in membership recruitment, my leadership skills are inhibited within the National Association of Blind Students and the National Federation of the Blind. I must be aware of the effect of grassroots organizing and membership recruitment. This awareness will undoubtedly help me promote the success of the NFB and its student division. In addition to NABS' role in membership recruitment, it has strong origins as a grassroots organization. It was founded by a small group of students at the Federation's 1967 National Convention. Since then, NABS has experienced tremendous growth. It has become one of the largest and most active divisions of the National Federation of the Blind. Without the early leaders of NABS and the place that grassroots organizing played in their priorities, the organization never would have formed into what it is today. As members of the National Federation of the Blind, you can support the NFB's grassroots efforts and its goal to recruit new members in a variety of ways. First, you should promote collaboration and interaction among your current members. You know, that one member of your chapter who always seems too shy to introduce themselves? Go ask him or her to join you for a cup of coffee. Maintain excitement among your members, attract new members, and organize social meetings in your community. The chapter in Austin, Texas has already begun organizing social events for its members. In an interview with Syed Rizvi, a member of the Austin chapter and vice president of NABS, Rizvi said, "The Austin chapter has monthly meetings like all chapters, but what they add to that is a social after every meeting where they go out for lunch in the city. In addition to this, the Austin chapter has reached out to other organizations to expand membership and promote awareness for the organization." When asked about the impact of this form of outreach, he said, "It's all very informative. It creates a social network of blind people you can relate to. There are numerous opportunities to expand membership in your local chapter. Many chapters, like the one in Austin, have taken action to reach out to their communities and attract new members. Public outreach may seem intimidating, but it's necessary for the cause. Your fellow Federationists will be more than happy to give you tips and assist you in your efforts, and they will in turn be inspired by them." Grassroots organizing and membership recruitment are crucial for the success of the National Federation of the Blind. Without public outreach, our organization cannot gain the resources and membership it needs to effectively help blind people achieve their fullest potential. Again, quoting from my interview with Syed, he said, "All of the most successful social movements have always been successful through their social network. Constantly working on building that social network will lead to an organization's success." Through my own experiences in the National Federation of the Blind, I have learned the tremendous value of grassroots organizing. Only through our membership can we gain the resources we need to help blind people live the lives they want. As a student leader, I recognize that the efficacy of grassroots organizing can predict the success or failure of an organization. Fortunately, there are many ways to demonstrate grassroots organizing and expand membership. The National Federation of the Blind is counting on you to help us grow.